This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The meeting serves as a platform for ministers, senior officers, policymakers, and experts from the member countries to engage in substantive discussions, foster consensus, and strengthen environmental cooperation. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, is presiding over the meeting. The theme of India's BRICS Chairship 2026 is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation, and Sustainability. The Jharkhand government has cancelled the JSSC CGL examination after 24-day students' protest in the state. It has also cancelled all other recruitment exams conducted by private agency TDPL. However, the demand of protesters for a CBI probe remains unresolved. The Jharkhand government announced a probe into recruitment examinations conducted by JPSC and JSSC since 2014. Meanwhile, Minister Deepika Pandey Singh and Health Minister Irfan Ansari, along with MLA Jairam Kumar, visited Sadar Hospital and ended the hunger strike of Devendranath Mahato and other protesting students. The Enforcement Directorate ED has conducted searches at several locations in Karnataka linked to alleged Karnataka Public Service Commission KPSC paper leak scam. Former chairman of KPSC Shivshankarappa Esahukar is accused of examination paper leaks, tampering with OMR sheets, and demanding bribes ranging from 70 to 80 lakhs per candidate to recruit government veterinary officers. It is also alleged that a private company acted as a middleman. In this background, ED conducted searches at the residence of Shivshankarappa and a few former members of KPSC and officers linked to a private company. The investigation is related to irregularities and possible involvement of people connected with the corrupt recruitment process. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today launched search operations at several locations in Udhampur, Riyasi and Kathua districts following reports of the movement of suspected individuals. Additionally, security forces conducted search operations in the Sadini forests in Riyasi and in several villages near the international border in the Hiranagar sector of Kathua. These operations are ongoing in all areas and more details are awaited. Meanwhile, General Officer Commanding-in-Chief of Northern Command, Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma, visited forward areas along the line of control in Poonch district yesterday. During the visit, he stressed the need for continued vigilance and innovative approaches to effectively address emerging security challenges. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has rejected US President Donald Trump's claim that Washington has a back channel for talks with the Iranian force. IRGC spokesperson Hossein Mohabi described the claim as a delusion and said there is no dialogue between IRGC officials and the United States. Mr. Mohabi also said Iran's diplomatic apparatus is not currently engaged in negotiations with Washington, citing what he called the US breach of its promises. US President Donald Trump has praised India's voter ID card system and hailed it as a model for stricter US election rules. He cited India's electoral system as an example of election security while renewing his call for stricter voter identification requirements in the United States. In a social media post, Trump referred to a recent conversation with India's Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar. He said Mr. Kumar had questioned how elections could be held in the United States without a mandatory valid photo identity document. India's Ayush Shetty stunned world number one and defending champion Shi Yuqi in the first round of the men's singles at the BWF Badminton World Championships in New Delhi yesterday. Ace shuttler PV Sindhu and the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also advanced to the second round at the World Championships. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% down in the forenoon session today. The Sensex dropped 366 points to 77,362, while the Nifty lost 87 points to 24,201. When reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.